World's on fire. Our culture's disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Hey, good Thursday morning, I think it is, the 5th of December, 2024. Lord's not making another one. Thanks for joining with us here today. Bear with me if I'm a little bit distracted. Mike Blake and I, we're heading south as soon as the show's over. I won't be here for any of the after show. We're heading south down to Swannanoa. I'm going to pick up the camper, and we're going to pick it up in Charleston, West Virginia. And we're going to drive it down through the mountains, pray for us, down the West Virginia Turnpike, down into Tennessee and across into North Carolina into Swannanoa and get some people out of the, get them out of the cold. It was like 20 degrees down there last night and people are still sleeping in tents trying to stay warm. And we have a camper that can keep them warm. And we've had, it's broken down on us twice, had to have it towed. And now we're going into those mountains, really the mountainous region down there. And we just need your prayer covering with the Lord. The Lord wants those people to have that camper. So, Father, thy will be done in Jesus' name. And again, just acknowledge and thank all of the people who've supported us financially. And look, the people that we're going to give this camper to, they can't thank you. They'll never be able to thank you because they don't know you. You might have thrown in $50, you might have thrown in $100, you might have thrown in $1,000, whatever. So I'm thanking you for those people who will never be able to thank you. I just want you to know that. And I appreciate all of you who are doing stuff behind the scenes, and people have dedicated time to go down there, and Steve Deck and Betty and Craig and Pennsylvania Brett. And, I mean, so once I get into the process of naming names, then – you know, well, I didn't get named. Well, I know you didn't do that for it. It's just been a really, really great team effort. And the truth of it is some of you can't go, but some of you have financed it, and I appreciate it. And if you want to help finance what we're getting ready to do, you just go to CoachDaveLive.com and click on donate. You can donate there. You can send it in. And I could get Cowboy Dave on here, and he could tell you where the money is going and what we're doing with it. So, yeah, we're covering expenses. We're buying gas for trucks to go down. Yeah, we're doing all that stuff. We are. But, you know, propane, all that. I don't want to get bogged down on that. God bless you all. Boom, boom, boom. I got a couple things that really, Lord's really prompt on me today. And just open it up and we'll go from there with it. Number one, let me tell you something. When we are watching about what's going on with the pardoning of Hunter Biden and all that, I don't want to get into that. But I want you to understand this, folks. There's nothing hidden that will not be revealed. And this pardoning of Hunter Biden is to protect Joe Biden. And not only to protect Joe Biden, but to protect everybody associated with Joe Biden and that whole Ukraine mess and exactly what's going on. And isn't it amazing that Joe Biden, I don't even call him President Biden anymore, because who's running America? Whoever that guy is, they've given on the way out the door, they gave more money to the Ukraine. And why did they give more money to the Ukraine? Because it is a money laundering operation, folks. It's a money laundering operation. It's exactly what's going on. The whole thing, that's what it's all been about. And if we don't understand that and see the way that this game is played and see now that the president, and President Trump is trying to get his cabinet in order and the pushback, are you looking at me? The pushback against President Trump's cabinet is coming from the Republicans. It's not coming from the Democrats. You get that, don't you? Because why? Two wings of the same bird, folks. Two words of the same bird. So don't ever lose sight of the fact that that's what's going on. The pardoning of Hunter Biden is to protect Joe Biden and the deep, deep state that's going on behind it. And hey, by the way, just so you know this, it's actually going to backfire because Hunter Biden can no longer plead the Fifth Amendment because he's been pardoned. So now they can call him into Congress, and he can't say, I'm not going to say that because it'll incriminate. Now he's really, really opened himself up. So Lord's doing great, mighty things there. Nothing hidden that will not be revealed. I see Cowboy Dave jumped in here real quick. Dave, let me get you in here for a few minutes just at the top here because we're heading your way, buddy, and just give us kind of an update of what's going on. Take 3 or 4 minutes and tell us what's going on down there, Dave. Got to unmute yourself. Yep, you're muted, Dave. Got to unmute. Still muted. Can't hear you, man. On your phone, you got to unmute yourself. Nope, not yet. I know you know how to do it. Still can't hear you. You keep trying to unmute, and I'll tell you when we can hear you, okay? You just keep working on your phone, because right now your microphone is turned off. And Cowboy Dave down there in Swannanoa, where we're heading today. Still can't hear you, Dave. Still can't hear you. See if we can figure out what's going on there. Okay.
Hey, Coach.
Yes.
Hey, I got to tell you something. So the lady that we saw yesterday with her son, David.
Yes.
My sister had sent down a quilt for Cowboy Dave to give to somebody. But she said, you know, we encouraged him, and he knew that he wanted to make sure it was in the hands that the Lord wanted the quilt in the hands of. And he felt in his heart of hearts that she was the person. And so she got that quilt from my sister. And my sister, she cried a little tear of joy.
Hey, man, it's all good. It's all good. Can you try again, Cowboy? I can see as plain as the day, but I can't hear you. Nope, can't hear you. Somewhere on that phone, you got to unmute your phone, dude. Can't hear you.
I just text him, Coach, to unmute.
I know he can hear me.
He needs to hang up and recall, Coach.
You may need to hang up and call in again, is what somebody told me. So see if maybe that doesn't help, because we cannot hear you. Okay. We'll get him back. Okay. Let's try this. I'm pausing a second. Because once I get rolling on this, I don't want to come back. Anybody have anything for the... Let's go backwards here. Anybody got anything for the good of the group here before I dive in with what I want to share with you today?
Kind of Coach, I sent you a little text message there.
All right.
Joe Biden is considering pardoning Liz Cheney,
yeah,
Dr. Fauci, and another one. Preemptive, right?
Yeah. What does that tell us, Dale? The connections are deep. Hey,
oh,
Dave,
yeah.
Dave Graham's up now. Go ahead, Cowboy. Now we can hear you.
I think we got you now, right?
Yes, there we go.
Okay, it said it was muted because there were so many on the call, which is a wonderful situation to have. Good morning, everyone. Still got me?
Yeah, we got
okay,
you.
Okay, so I heard the comment regarding the handmade quilt, and that was just a blessing to be handed out. We had folks coming. Now we're having folks walking up on the corner here. Receiving prayer, asking for prayer, just encouraging us as we're encouraging them. On the big picture, I mentioned to you yesterday, it was quite agitated about the just abandonment of these folks. That continues. The restrooms and the showers that these folks use just went past me yesterday after I was on the call in a trailer form, so they pulled them right past. We even found, believe it or not, in the evidence of what they're trying to do to get these folks out of this area, trying to get them so discouraged they just leave and sell their land or whatever. But we found the Portageons finally that we could use or at least refer people to, and they've got them all into a big, tight circle in the middle of the parking lot with the doors facing in so people can't get into them. And that's until they're picked up. They're in a big, big circle with the doors facing in. So there's that going on. But the body of Christ has really moved up to kind of consolidate the supply centers. There's a place called Silverado's that is doing a fantastic job. It's just people helping people. The supply centers that were questionable, I mentioned yesterday, the Lord is continuing to dwindle them down, dwindle down their energy, dwindle down their volunteers so that they can't be so corrupt. Hopefully they'll be closed here soon. The families themselves, today we are going to duplicate what you saw. The Lord had us take propane to the riverbank and then also to the mountains. Well, today we're going to start with gas cans full of gasoline. We've got about 15 empty cans, 25. We'll take a dozen at a time. We're going to fill them with fuel and take them to these campsites so that the folks have a gasoline for their generators, and we'll put down a gas can or two,
Dave,
and then we'll pick up empty.
Who's paying for that, Dave?
Pass the Salt Ministry.
Okay. You are, right? You're paying.
I am, yeah. Yeah, I am. Yeah, so that was what I was going to mention. If this sparks the interest of anyone out there, literally a $15 donation will fill a gas can full of fuel, but not just that. It'll deliver it to the campsite, the tent, or the tiny home. Not only that, it'll be used to run a generator so that these folks can get off of propane and onto electric heat as it gets cold this weekend. But that will take the can back, the empty cans from that site. So we'll exchange a full for an empty, and then those will be refilled. So that's a pretty good investment, and we're willing to do the labor. We just need co-laborers in the field to make sure that we have the resources to be able to do so.
Amen.
With that, we've got the school. I'm meeting today with the school bus transportation supervisor to see if we can adopt literally the school bus number 58, the one that made the poster, where according to the driver, 90% of the kids that ride that bus watch their homes be taken away, put into dump trucks, and hauled off their land. So we're hoping that that could be a bus of that we can put on Christmas gifts, small bags, and they can take those back home on the last day of school. So we'll know about that today. I'm sure the Lord's going to prove that. I have no doubt at all. But the last thing I want to mention to you is this. Not only are we able to share the love of Christ, but we're able to share how people can receive the love of Christ, but not just the love, but the repentance of sins and the new life. So we're also seeing volunteers around the camp doing the same exact thing, praying, laying hands on people. So last night we had our tents are now full. We had people walk from three different directions onto the cowboy site, and they wanted to know if we had a tent. One guy's tent was torn up by bears. You can believe that. And he says only like a quarter of a mile from where we're at. And so they are in tents with heaters, sleeping bags, cots, a hygiene kit. And I think there's three in there right now. There might be two. But that was a blessing to be able to help people. And this was 10 o'clock last night that they came to us. And then we had a final call to take heat to a family who had a tree fall in their home new since the disaster. And they were actually, when we got there, we took propane. They were looking for electric heat. So electric heaters are something that's going to be the big trend now as far as supply needs.
Dave, I'm looking right now on my forecast. Swannanoa tonight, last night was 20 degrees. Today will be 18 degrees of a low. Saturday will be 23 degrees, folks. That's why this need is so great. We're living in tents.
No. Yeah, and let me mention one thing. And I've got a trash truck, a haul-away truck right here beside me, so it's hard to hear. But this guy just gave me a look like, why are you standing there? But the wind is going to take down the tents. It just is. They've got a warning on the weather local here that the 40-mile-an-hour with 50-mile-an-hour gusts, and they're saying on the weather that it's going to take down the tents that are here. So when people ask, well, why do they still need tents? Because tents are not made to be lived in forever. I think we had a lesson on that, right?
Amen. Amen. Amen.
So that's something we'll be looking at right away when the wind, while it's blowing, and then while it's succeeding, slowing down, we will go back and see who needs what. We've got about 20 tents that we can give out immediately.
Amen. So Dave, Mike Blake and I are going to be trudging down that way. We hope to be down there about 5 o'clock to be able to take you out for a good dinner. I know you'd like to have a good dinner, brother, and we look forward to doing that. In fact, I don't know who it is, but somebody in here is going to put $100 in to pay for our dinner tonight. It's some big smorgasbord where you get some good food in your belly, Dave. All right. We appreciate it, man. I'll see you. Lord, get that camper down there. People need
it. Yeah. I've heard a lot about it. I'm waiting to see it.
All right, buddy.
Thanks to everyone who's teamed up together and to America and everyone on the call. Everyone here is just so grateful for the prayer support you're giving us.
Amen. Amen. Like I told somebody, I had somebody online donated $1,000 online today. And I said, listen, all I can do is thank you. You will never know who you helped and how grateful they are. And I thank you for them. That's really all we can do, man. That's really all we can do.
Coach?
Yeah.
Somebody just sent a question in. What did I mean by the doors facing in? So everyone knows what a port-a-john looks like. If you were to assemble 20 of these and push them all together into one stack, standing upright, but what they did was they turned them so the doors that you walk into to use the port-a-john, you can't get to because it's facing into the pile all the way around. So all the outside ring of port-a-johns are made turned opposite the way you'd walk into them. You can't turn the port-a-john because they're so heavy with contamination, and they're doing that so people can't use the restroom.
Amen. 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 Now, friends, something I'm going to have ready when I get back on Monday, okay? Dave now has permission to stay there at Athens Pizza where he's staying. He can take Amazon deliveries. They will deliver it to Dave Graham. So, folks, I'll get that address out there for some of it. If you want to just have something delivered to him, rather than sending it here and then I have to put it in a truck and drive it all the way down there, Amazon will deliver it directly to him. So we'll get you that address so you guys can do that. Okay? Amen. Thanks, Dave.
Well, brother, I'm going to let you all go because people think that my phone's more important than they are, and I'm not going to let that happen because God wants to bring them to repentance. So I'll see what he does this morning. Everyone have a great call.
All right. Thanks, Dave. Hey, folks, here's the key, see? FEMA. Even if FEMA were to show up, they don't share the gospel. Huh? They don't get the gospel. We have the most anti-Christian government in the history of Christian nations. Our government hates Christ. They hate him. And we'll get into some of that here in a minute. Arbisco, come on in. Mary Beth.
I just want to declare and decree that, Lord, that you will calm those winds for those people and that you will raise that temp up, because even now the evil one is working with this weather and all these roadblocks, Lord, and you are greater than any roadblock. And I pray, declare and decree in Jesus' mighty name that you will take those winds and put them right on those evil people in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Amen. I walked outside this morning real quick. I had to go out there real quickly. The wind, we had terrible wind last night. It's 20 degrees right here. It's 20 degrees. I can't imagine sleeping in a tent. It's 20 degrees here. Same temperature it is down in Swannanoa. Teresa.
Okay. Came on. I have three related questions. The first one is there a place where there's a list of needed items posted? Is there a collection location for Pass the Salt Ministries for this group of people in Northeastern Ohio already?
No.
And is there's not?
No.
Okay. So I would like to set one up. But
see, here's the issue, Teresa. Here's the issue.
Okay, go ahead.
Covers the same thing. If you guys set up someplace locally where you do collections, that's great. Somebody's got to come and get it. The truck's down in Swannanoa. Dave's using the truck. So we have a real issue there with, you could collect a bunch of stuff. In fact, I have stuff that people have donated here and it's still sitting here because how do I get it down there? I need the truck to get it down there, but Dave's using the truck. So I would just say this right now. See, well, I hear what you're saying, and I don't have a real good solution to it. Go ahead, Teresa.
Well, along those lines, I want to try to find a church to collect items, and I hear you saying we need to get it to you, but then you're saying you need to have a place to store it also. Is that correct?
Well, when it comes, what am I going to do with all of it?
I thought you were going down.
I am. I am going down.
But soon, before I can get it to you.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we have to figure out a way to do it. These,
okay. My last question along the same lines is, I belong to Concerned Veterans for America, and I want to see if I can get them to start collecting. And isn't there like a group of veterans organizations down there that you guys know are Christians that you're working with?
Trunkin' for Troops. Trunkin' for Troops.
There are probably many.
See, this is the problem we have. Always in the Christian body, there's no coordinated effort. There just isn't any. Why is there no coordinated effort? Because when times are good, churches don't even work together. And then when times are bad, churches don't know how to work together because they never work together. And I'm not trying to make light of it. It is the truth. If disaster were to hit in the town in which you live, wherever you guys live right now, I promise you, there'd be 10 different churches doing 10 different things. None of them coordinated and working together. Can I tell you the truth? They don't even like each other, friends. Somebody give me an amen on that. They don't even, they're jealous.
Amen.
They amen. Don't
even like amen.
Each other. Oh, they like each other. They tolerate each other. But boy, heaven forbid that church would get more attention than our church. Oh, heaven forbid. I'm just telling you, folks, that's the way that it is. And I'm going to tell you this, you better be ready locally, because when the crap hits the fan locally, you're going to see the same daggone thing. Your local churches are not going to be able to protect you. They're not going to. They'll take care of their little flock, and that's it. That's it. That's all. Don't get me going. I was in a good mood before I got going. D.B. Cooper, come on in. I seem like I'm negative all the time. I know. Always singing the same. Got to unmute there. Go on. Jeff Klein, come on in.
Coach, I got the garage over there, the other garage I have.
Yeah.
We're storing stuff in there. So if people around Center High want to drop there, they can run a pickup truck load of stuff there and drop it. And then we could have one location in the center of Ohio. But here's the deal. You can send junk. Do you know how many times I have backed my pickup truck up to the building twice, three times, filled it rounding full of garbage, just junk. And there's still more in the back of the building, but I have put a dumpster, backed up to the dumpster two or three times and filled it three-fourths of the way. Big dumpster.
Uh-huh.
With crap. Now, there's some good stuff in there, but you know, there's 140 churches in Knox County. My sign is out front, hurricane relief drop-off here. 140 churches. Do you think any of them have contacted me? Say, hey, what can we do?
No. They're jealous of you.
Yep.
Wow, that's bad.
Not only are they jealous of you, they're saying, well, that Jeff Klein,
what's he doing with that stuff?
I'm just telling that, folks, this is the way it is. I'm looking right now somewhere. Gary Pierce, if you're looking, please, if you're in here, I don't know if Gary is. I'm not criticizing him if he's not. I'm looking at my phone. Send me a list of people continually want a list of things that they need to send down there. And I've said this 1,000. Look, I'm going to talk about this one, and then I'm stopping. I'm stopping. The needs change every day. What would you need if you were living in a tent and it was 18 degrees? Go from there. Go from there. Amazon link. I don't have an Amazon link. I have an address. I have an address where you can ship it to. I don't have an Amazon link. I don't know if there is such a thing as an Amazon link. I do not know. Okay, so if you bear with me a second, I will give you the address. This is going to take a minute, and this is not what I wanted to do, but I will do it. There it is. Here it is. Okay, let me find this. Let me type in the chat room right now the address. If you want to ship something down to Amazon, ship it to Dave Graham, G-R-H-A-M, 11 Patton Cove Road, Swannanoa, North Carolina, 28778. Is it in there? 11. That's if you want to ship something to Amazon, there it is. Dave Graham, 11 Patton Cove Road, Swannanoa, North Carolina, 28778. There it is. Boom. Boom. Do it. I want to move on. Hang on. Catch my breath here. Betty, come on in. D.B. Cooper. You're after Betty if you want to, but you have to unmute. Go ahead, Betty.
Yes. I was just going to say they can send it from Amazon right to that address. All they have to do is change the address of their address to that. And also,
Betty, I just said that.
Yeah, exactly. But I just was verifying it, I guess, for you too. You know, I don't know. I'm sorry. But anyway, also, Jeff is right about people sending really stupid things. we had gotten a whole big box of paternal test kits, and then we were opening another box, and there was probably thousands of condoms in there. What do these people need? They need heaters, blankets, propane, gloves, hand warmers,
underwear, laundry soap,
you name it. They need it. And it's not just in North Carolina. Just like Joseph said, it's everywhere down there. It's huge.
Socks, boots, on and on and on. Thanks, Betty. DB Cooper, one more shot at it.
Morning, y'all. Can you hear me?
There you go. Yes, sir.
All right. Hey, good morning, all y'all. Hey, I just want to, I got firsthand information what's going on down here.
All right. And
like Cowboy Dave said, the needs are changing. So, Teresa, honey, I want to give you an example. You said, hey, I want to send something. So, can you send us 5 gallons of gasoline down here this morning? So I'm just, see, I'm being sarcastic, but that's how the needs change daily. Yes. So it's pretty hard for somebody to send 5 gallons of gas, even Amazon.
Gift cards for which gas stations?
But Patrice, honey, here's the thing.
No.
So I know Cowboy Dave personally, and listen, that brother loves these people down here. He wouldn't send a penny. He would not spend a penny of the Lord's money on himself, I'm telling you right now, because you know it's all going to these people. He loves these people beyond you what you can imagine. So what happens through Pass the Salt, when you give the Pass the Salt, guess what? Dave Graham is going to take probably 100 gallons or maybe more, probably 200 gallons of gasoline today to these folks up here in the hills. And that's because you gave. Again, that you want to give a brand new pair of socks, that's fine. Send it to Amazon. But at the end of the day, because guess what? Tomorrow, the need's going to be even different. They're going to need something different. And if Dave has got the funds, he's going to go and grab that, and he's going to see to it that these folks down here got what they need. So that's the biggest thing. And we appreciate everybody's heart. They want to give something, send something down here. But at the end of the day, the needs change daily. And like Dave said, with this wind down here, guess what? Tomorrow, we got 20 tents today. We're going to need another 10 tents tomorrow. And by the time you send a tent in the mail and get it ordered and it gets here, we won't need tents. We'll need something else. And that's the problem we're running into. So people want to give by the time something gets down here. The need has changed so drastically. We don't know what to do with it. So anyhow, God Amen. Bless y'all. God bless you all, and keep on keeping Amen. On for.
Amen. Amen. I could go on and on and on and on about. We don't understand that life is not normal in Swannanoa. There's not a bank open on every corner. You understand that? I don't know where Dave Graham's getting mail. I'm sure he's getting mail, but you don't get what it's like down there, folks. So what we are able to do, give to Dave if you want to, give to Cowboy Dave directly to him if you want to. We had yesterday, someone contacted me, a anonymous $5,000 donation to Pass the Salt for Cowboy Dave. We will carry that down with us today when we go. That's the kind of thing we do. We don't take a percentage of it. We don't take a handling fee. It's just, folks, you got to go down there and see what the guy's dealing with, all right? There are people in tents. It's not like downtown Columbus where you walk across the street to the bank. I don't mean to be harsh.
Hey, Coach.
Yes.
That's what I'm telling people. I got a box of your cards. When they come in, they don't know what to do. I said, just go to that website and donate some money. He'll get it right there to Cowboy Day.
Amen. Amen.
Hey, Coach, Amen. One more thing, too. Cowboy Dave could get a hold of Anchor Ridge, and if he needs propane or if he needs shoes or something, they would load it up right then and there and give it to him. You know, he needs to get in touch with them.
Okay. Text that to me, Betty, and we'll make sure he gets to it. Gene Schroeder.
Yeah, Coach, I was just saying, you're saying for everybody to come down there and look, but if we all go down there, we could use that money, be sending it to you.
I'm not saying for everybody to go down there, Gene. I haven't talked about that in a while here because I've been down there and there isn't any place for people.
Because I believe what you're saying.
Yep. Just, if you're going to go down there, you're going to stay in a tent, probably. I'm just telling you. Now, maybe there are other areas that you can go to. Maybe there are. If you go to Swannanoa, Black Mountain, which is the epicenter, if you go there, you're sleeping in a tent. I'm just telling you, okay? That's what we're dealing with. That's what we're dealing with. Cool. Sorry if I got a little bit harsh. I just get frustrated. I just get frustrated. You get money to us, we will get it to Dave. That's so simple. Unless you don't trust us, then that's a whole nother issue. You get it to us, we'll get it to Dave. That's the way it's been operated. I'm going to give him that $5,000 donation. We will get it to Dave Graham when we go down there today. All right? Cool. Cool. Where am I here? Okay. Can I switch to some spiritual stuff? Can I do a little bit of that here?
Yep.
Well, the world's crazy. Have you noticed that, friends? Have you noticed it? And I want to do a little coaching with you this morning. I'm 70. How old am I, sweetie? I think I'm 72. I'm 72. And I found Jesus. Jesus found me when I was 38. How long is that? Somebody do the math. It's been a while. And I know that when Jesus found me when I was 38, I've been in church my whole life, give or take a few years. I knew nothing about the gospel. Not only did I not know anything about the gospel, I was raised Catholic. I'm not blaming the Catholic Church. You can go sit in a Bible Baptist church and not know anything about it. You can go sit in a Seventh-day Adventist church and not know. That doesn't matter where you go. For the most part, you only know what the guy in the pulpit tells you, for the most part. And I was absolutely blown away, amazed with the stuff that I didn't know. And I progressed through my Christian walk. How long ago is that? That's 38. How long is 1978? 1978, how long ago? Anyway, I've been on a relentless pursuit.
34.
I've been on a relentless pursuit of the truth ever since that, to try to find the truth. Because I know this, much of what they told me isn't true. And much of what is true, they haven't told me. Somebody do this, give me a thumbs up. Much of what they told me isn't true. And much of what they told me, I'm sorry, much of what is true, they didn't tell me. Didn't understand. My phone's all messed up here. Do I have that on backwards today? Something on. Hang on here a second. Stop texting me, Betty, please. Don't text me. Text me later. Distract me. I'm not being mean with you. So listen, how many of you knew this? How many of you knew in your Christian walk that man was three part? The man was spirit, soul, and body. How many of you knew that? And even today, how many of you really, really know this? Meaning this, you are first and foremost a spirit. God breathed into man the breath of life, and man became a living what? Soul. So you are a spirit who lives in a body. You're not a body. You live in a body. And you possess a soul. And the soul is your mind, your will, and your emotions. Your ability to think, communicate, process information. That is a soulish man. A man is a soul. And when you die, and when I die, the Bible teaches us this. Remember, man, your dust, and to dust you will return. The body goes to dust. Why we put them in caskets, I really don't know. I really don't know. We put them in a casket, we bury them in the ground, and you go to this old cemetery over here, there are people buried in that cemetery back from the late 1800s, or late 1700s. I'm not making it up. It's that same body still laying in there, okay? The body goes back to dust. The spirit, where did the spirit come from? Man, God breathed into man the breath of life. The life of your spirit goes back to God who gave it. And the only part that remains is the soul. The soul, the mind, the will, and the emotions. And it's the soul that lives on beyond death. Rewards and punishment. Heaven, hell. Blessings, cursings. And the battle, one of the battles that we have going on is against the carnal man, the fleshly man, who wants to have food and sex and music and dance and all that. All of that carnal man is all part of, wrapped up into the soul, the process of what's going on in the mind of a natural man. Do this, don't do that. Boom, 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 boom. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. The flesh and blood, we wrestle not against this spiritual battle for control of our thoughts and our mind. Our mind, our will, and our emotion. And the enemy wants to get in control of your soul, of your mind, your will, and your emotions. That's how the enemy operates within the human being. Did you ever hear that in church? Did anybody ever hear that in church? Well, let me hang on a second. Here's part of the problem. In churches, the pastor's doing a good sermon series. Let's say we're doing a sermon series today on the soul. Well, good, good. And you're doing one sermon? And then what if somebody's not there next week? Or somebody new comes in and you understand what the problem is? See, they need to teach us how to do research for ourselves. It'd be like my school teacher coming home with me every day. He would teach me in school, then he'd come home and help me do my homework. And then you're not supposed to be that dependent on anybody standing in the pulpit. You're smart enough to read on your own, okay? I'm getting lost here. Hang on a second. So I want you to know this. Here's what we do not understand. The spirit realm is more real than the natural realm. I'm going to say that again. The heavenly realm around us is more real than this natural realm in which we sit.
Amen.
When you leave your body, which we all will, we're going into the real realm, the realm of the spirit. And the spirit life, right? The spirit communication of the Holy Spirit. See, if you are just a natural man, just with the natural spirit, just the breath of life breathed into you, every human being has that breath of God breathed into them. That's how they come alive. That's why the Bible says that you must be born again. The Bible says born from above. What? A new birth of a new spirit, the Holy Spirit. And without the Holy Spirit, the Bible says, you cannot understand the things of the Lord. And millions and millions and millions of people are sitting in American churches who have no understanding of the Spirit of God. None, no understanding of the Holy Spirit. And so therefore, they are fighting every day, wanting to be good Christians, fighting against their carnal nature. What's their carnal nature? Hey, Spence, see if you can find seven deadly sins for me real quick. Good morning, Spence. I didn't even say hi to you this morning. The seven deadly sins. These are all carnal sin, carnal flesh. These are sins of the flesh. Okay, look, come on. This is what we're fighting against. This is why I'm not making fun of anybody. This is why some people won't give up $10. And my wife came home the other day. She was doing some ministry work, and so there's some really, really downtrodden guy there, didn't have much of anything. And Michelle gave him $10. And she got home and she was distraught. She said, golly, I had a $20 bill in my pocket. In fact, I had two $20 bills. Why did I just give him 10? Because of the carnal nature. The carnal nature, right? So what are the seven deadly sins? Pride, greed, lust, envy, gluttony, wrath, and laziness, sloth, laziness. Those are the seven deadly sins of the carnal nature of man. And unless you are born again of the Spirit of God, you will not conquer that carnal nature. You won't do it. You won't do it. And in fact, everything that you do in your life, like right now, I'm not criticizing anybody, please. If you think I'm talking about you, I ain't talking about you. Some of you won't give $100 to help the people down in Swannanoa because you might need it. You might need the $100. What is that? Which carnal sin would that be? Greed. And what does the Bible teach us? You reap as you sow. But you don't want to sow. Why? Because your carnal nature is greedy. Covetousness, it says. Right? Pride. I gave Past Assault Ministries $1,000, and he doesn't even mention my name. Well, that's pride, dude. You donated to me so we'd tell everybody? You better check your heart, right? Are you with me? I know you are. I know you are. So there's where the battle lies. See, a lot of the things that we think are spiritual, we're fighting against devils. We don't have to fight against the devil. Doesn't have to, because we can't control our carnal nature. We can't control our carnal nature. Let me give you an example. This really blew me away. Coach Norm, I don't know if you listened. Yeah, I think I shared this with you. London High School, where I coached football for a long time, and we were really, really good. 1994, 30 years ago, we went to the Final Four in the state. Still haven't gone to this. Haven't been back. Well, they were this year back there, and I sent a communication to their football coach, who's a believer, and I've had a little bit of contact. We're not best friends. I want you to see something he told me. Hang on here. Let me find it. What's his name? Oh, my goodness. Lord, help me. Amazing how the brain works. I see his face. I'm making a point. Lord, help me. Help that come to me, Lord. Help that come to me. I'll scroll here. Hang on. This is a good lesson, okay? Oh, there it is. Hang on. I'm sorry. Dang, it's unbelievable. My brain goes dead like that sometimes. I'm going to find it. Lord, help me find it. I save all my... This is crazy that I get that his name won't come to me. Somebody, Norm, help me out. Hope he's not listening. He'll say, what the heck's wrong with that guy? I got it. Just thank you, Lord. Thank you. After they got beat, after they got, I said to him, congratulations, great victory, yada, yada, yada. And he said, appreciate everything that you've done. He said to me, appreciate everything that you've done, yada, yada, yada. We had a meeting 10 years ago, changed the direction of the program. He said to me, I said, man, after they got beat, I said, wow. Way to go. He said, listen, coach, you ready? There is no us. He's saying to me, there is no us without you. Same mission, same purpose.
That's a good one.
That's a good one, right? And then you know what else he put down there? A season ordered by the Lord. He read my book. Huh? Am I jealous that they're doing better? Am I jealous that they're doing better? No, not jealous they're doing better. There's no us without you.
Boom.
What if we had that attitude? But we can't overcome our carnal nature without the Holy Spirit. See, that's why it says to pray for your enemies. It's not that the Lord wants you to pray for your enemies. He wants to soften your heart about you. Not about your enemies. It's about you. Soften your heart. Pray for your enemies. What? Yeah, boy, that's hard. No kidding. You have to humble yourself to do that, don't you? So the battle that we see raging all around us, for the most part, isn't demonic. There's not a devil around every corner trying to get you. Most of it has to do with your own carnal nature that you have not got victory over. Somebody say amen. So now I got to stand up. Right?
Amen.
Stop blaming the devil. Stop blaming the devil. Now, he's real, and I'll get into that. I got enough time. I'll get into that in a minute. But what does the devil do? How does the devil do? He attacks you in such a way that he ignites one of those seven deadly sins in you. He plants a thought. That's all he has to do. That's why Jesus said to you and to me, take captive every thought and bring it to the Lord. Lord, was that you? I can tell you this. If you're praying for a blessing from the Lord, which I guess it's okay to do that. What if it's a direct relationship into the way that you bless others? Can the Lord bless you if you're greedy? You want him to get, well, look, I'm not asking for money. You want to know why everything's so tight for you? You ever give? Bible says, give and it shall be given unto you. Pressed down, heaped up, pressed down, running over, shall men give into your bosom. You unlock something when you obey what the Lord says to do. Give. Give into a need. Give into it. Why? You can eat your seed. You can eat your seed if you want to. You don't, if you eat your seed, there ain't no harvest. Look, I'm sorry to make it about money. It's not about money. It's not about money. It's about your carnal nature and my carnal nature. That's why the Bible says that the natural man, the unborn again, regenerated man, indwelling with the Holy Spirit, the natural man cannot receive the things of the Spirit. Why? Because he can't get through these seven roadblocks right in front of him. The only way he can get through that is through the power of the Holy Spirit, where you take captive every thought. Bring it into the obedience of Christ, and then you're free. Now, I could get into the demonic realm, and I believe the demonic realm has gone on. I believe it, and believe it, and believe it. And we'll tell you something. Most of you are just, you are bound up and tied up in your carnal nature and don't even realize it. So when you get mad at somebody, somebody gets mad at hearing something I say in the show, or you get mad at a friend, ask yourself this question. Why did that make me mad? Why did what he said make me mad? I'll bet it's number one. Anybody want to argue with me? I'll bet it's number one. Pride. Envy. Why is he always talking about Randy? How come he never talks about envy, folks? How come he's never talking about me? It ain't the devil. It's your carnal nature. I'm on to it, aren't I? I'm on to it. Quickly, go ahead, Mary Beth, come.
I just want to tell a quick story. My carnality totally came out, and I immediately asked forgiveness, and I really, really regret this happened. But I watched a friend of mine's dog for a week, and my spirit intention was to bless her with doing it. Well, we went to pizza, and I mentioned something about maybe you could put some in for the pizza for gas money. And I'm like, I am so sorry. Forgive me, please. Because my carnal man just came in, and I was so mad at myself, Coach. I was so mad at myself.
Yeah, your carnal man wants you to think you're in lack. You're always in need. It's always about you. That's your carnal nature, folks. That ain't the devil. That'd be you. Sorry, Roger.
I got a quick question. Where I struggle sometimes in giving is, are they going to use it right?
I wouldn't worry about that.
The guy that the homeless guy who's on the corner who's looking for money, you know what I'm saying?
Yep. Oh, I get you.
The organization. And I think biblically we are to give, and that's it. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, Roger, that's it. Now, Roger, if you find out that the money's not being spent properly, then stop giving.
Yeah. I think the accountability flows afterwards, not beforehand.
I think so. Yep.
You know, because that's always where I, you know, because you know, well, that guy's, you know, he can go work at McDonald's, so why do I need to give him money? But it's, I've struggled with that, and I don't know if anybody else has thoughts. But I think what you just said is important. Once, if you were to find out the usefulness was improper or wasteful, that changes. But initially, we're biblically, it doesn't say give and then check out what they're doing. You know what I'm saying?
Before you give. Right, because giving has to do with you, not me, brother.
Yeah. So that's just food for thought.
Yes, but now listen, I'll give an account before the Lord, right? When you give, now ball's in my court, man. You give, God loves a cheerful giver. You give, and you give. Let go of it. But if you find out it's being abused, stop giving. Now, yeah. Roger mentioned something about giving to homeless guys. I couldn't agree more, Roger. I don't want to give 10 bucks to some guy that's going to go spend it on crack. I understand that. But Michelle was prompted by the Holy Spirit to help this guy. Help him, right?
But we shouldn't assume it's a crack purchase. It
can't assume that. Maybe he's trying to get out of it, right? Maybe that 10 bucks will give him a good meal. Maybe it'll make a difference.
And that, I think, plays into we are to give and not critically analyze what we think's happening before we give.
Amen.
But I like what you said. But if we find out afterwards, we might pull back the giving in that area.
So, Roger, we read yesterday. In fact, I didn't get to my News with Hughes commentary called I Told You So. Bill, what? $200 billion. That doesn't even sound right. $200 billion stolen during COVID. By who? The government. Now, let me ask you something. Why do you guys give to the government? Why do you give to the government? Hey, right there, stay right there, Spence. This isn't News with you. $200 million, $64 billion. The Paycheck Protection Program was rife with fraudulent claims, resulting in $64 billion taxpayer dollars being lost. Folks, huh? American taxpayers, more than $191 billion disappeared down a dark hole during COVID, and nobody knows where the money went. $200 million of taxpayer dollars were lost. What? Oh yeah. Same thing could be said true of your church, wasting your church, things you don't need. Same thing could be said in your own personal budget. Man, I got them lined up today. Let's go, Julie. Quickly. Tell us the story, not your life story.
Okay. Nothing can flow through you to you with a closed fist.
Right? You can't get it. If he can't get it through you, no sense getting it to you. Neil Eby.
Yeah, I don't like to take a lot of time, but I got to say this. Hopefully this will settle on some people's hearts. But I think the greatest thing the Lord could call us when we meet him face to face is, well done, silent servant. Mm. He tells us in his word that he does not want the right hand should know what the left hand is doing. And just for those who know my story, I lost my leg to an infection. And I prayed the good Lord would take the pain away. He took the leg away. I've had my prosthetic for a week now. I'm doing fantastic. And one of the things that he has blessed me with.
That's a great line. He prayed to take the pain away, and he took the leg away. Good one.
Yeah, the pain. Fortunately, the pain went with the leg. So I've got much better attitude, much better disposition on life. But what I want to say is how the Lord will bless a silent servant. I know I can serve the Lord with every breath that I take, I can serve the Lord, no matter how I do it. But when you have a prosthetic, they rank you on a scale from K0 to K4. And I just got to take time to say this. A K0 is someone who wants to go from a wheelchair to the toilet. A K4 is a young athletic person. The prosthesis doctor that I'm working with is a very hard man. And everybody tells me, you'll never be ranked a K4. That's for a young athletic person. I got ranked a K4, which allows me to have this fantastic prosthetic that I have, and it's got so many features on it, I can even turn it upside down and put my morning drink on the sole of my shoe and just sit there, and it's kind of funny. But I just want to emphasize that if you're a silent servant, the Lord is going to bless you in so many ways. People look at me and say, oh, that poor fellow. No, I don't have any pain, and man, I can get around just as good as the next guy. So I'm sorry for taking so much time, but I just wanted to say that.
Amen, brother. Amen. Amen. Attitude's everything. Randy.
Coach, I think we miss it sometimes because we don't know how to connect with the Holy Spirit. We have to understand biblically God has made it very clear. It moves. There's a chain of authority, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and then to us, and then our being. If you read, Coach, if you read John 16, Jesus, when he's teaching them about the Holy Spirit, when he comes, this is how you know him. This is what he's going to look like. And he says that whatever he hears, he will tell you. And that's how we get the mind of Christ. Amen. Because Amen. The Holy Spirit passes it through.
Amen.
Look, the Father's in the third heaven. Jesus is on the throne in the third heaven. The Holy Spirit is the one we have to understand and learn how to hear and follow on the earth so that we can hear from God and we can hear his will and we can obey it. So Amen. It isn't about giving and not giving. It's about following God, and it's that stuff all just happens. Amen. You don't have to try to worry about, oh, should I give or shouldn't. You just got to stop and say, Holy Spirit, quicken to me. It says he will show us things to come. He knows all this. So if that money's not going to reproduce, he's going to maybe give you a check and say, maybe not here, maybe there. So we have to learn how to hear the Holy Spirit, Coach.
Amen. 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 Clint.
Talking about giving, I think that we are responsible to who we give to. You know, the Bible says in Matthew 7:6, don't cast your pearls before swine, yes, that sir. They'll just stomp them in the mud and come back and want more. And when you give, that's literally God's money, and you better know who you're giving to. And I understand when the Holy Spirit prompts you to give, you know, questionably, I've had that happen, but that's why we've even cut off some of the people that we as our church have been given to, because we know what when we give to Pass the Salt, I have no question. I don't even consider that it's going to be used properly, and that's
thank you.
That's one thing that I can say that is important. Is I don't even, you know, when we send money or whatever, I don't even think about if it's going to be good use, because I know it is.
Amen.
Amen.
Appreciate that.
Appreciate it, Clint. No, that's right. Right. Folks, don't give it into a rat hole. Can I tell you this? Oh, golly. I wish I needed another month here. Why would you tithe to a, why would you tithe to a ministry that doesn't do anything except just eat off of it? Why would you do that? No, a lot of inflow, no outflow. Why would you do that? Mel, come on in.
Thanks, Coach. Hey, I was feeling like we needed to have a place for information on the Liberty Action Network website. So, Mr. Producer, if you click on the link that I just put in the chat, I went ahead and put up a link that kind of shows two ways to give. First, to donate to Pass the Salt Ministries, because the needs are changing. A financial gift can be more easily, you know, it's easier to meet changing needs through a financial gift. And then I also put the address for Dave Graham there that you can send cold weather items on Amazon. So anyway, hopefully that helps. It's kind of my role to just kind of bring information together and Amen. To kind of get us all on Amen. The same page.
Amen. If you want to send some propane to Dave Graham, there's where you do it, man. Go to Amazon. I don't know if you can get propane on Amazon. Boom, there's his address. Send it to him. Amen. Joe Allen, quickly. Running out of time.
Yeah. You don't know the time and date when you're going to give, but you know where to do what Coach is saying. Because Coach can tell you a story about a woman and children he saw on the side of the road.
Yep.
And tell them that story, Coach. You don't know what time or day the Holy Spirit is going to put in you to give.
Amen. I'm out of time. Thanks, Joseph. Right? Huh? Why did the Lord say it's more blessed to give than receive? There's something, some dynamic that happens when you meet a fellow brother's need. There's something that happens. James, come on in quickly.
Hey, good show. Hey, the Holy Spirit allows us to where to sow. Some ground is 30, you get a return of 30%, 60%, 100%. So it's the ground and allowing the Holy Spirit. Randy was right. I think your organization, the Coach Dave Live, I think it's a good ground, right?
Amen. It's good ground. It is. Amen. Appreciate it, James. Jeff Klein, quick. We got to run. Got a minute.
Coach, your old guy in the church, 90 years old, about 4 or 5 weeks ago, handed me a $100 bill. He said, JC, do what you think is right with this money. I know you'll take care of it. So when our old buddy came to pick up the motorhome, I thought, you know what? That old guy, I'm going to tell him in church next Sunday, I filled that motorhome up. That's $150. He'll love that I put that to good use. And then I'm thinking, okay, cheapskate, now hand our old buddy another $150 so he can fill it up a second time. You know what I mean? Go. But that old guy taught me something right there.
Amen. Amen. Better to give than receive. Got to run. God bless you, folks.
Dave. Hey, Dave.
Yeah.
Check your weather going down in the, I don't know if you're going down through West Virginia, but there's blizzard warning down through the 219 corridor and down. So watch your weather when you head down that way.
We got to go. Thanks, man. I will. I will. Amen.
Protect